Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. How's it going? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You drive a hard bargain.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host for the moment. Don't believe me. Yes. I am brought to you by TLBTalk.com. I'm post broadcasting that. And yes, today we are going to get into it, of course. And I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. Phone lines. 800-313-9443. That's a toll-free number. 800-313-9443. But if you would like to call and comment on the air, definitely call our local line. We would like for you to call 512-248-8252. Once again, the phone number is 512-248-8252. And, you know, you don't have to call in and talk with me per se. You can definitely call in and just leave a question or a subject matter that you want me to chime in on real quick. That's always possible. I know people get burnt out, not necessarily want to talk on the radio, a little timid, but you can always leave your questions with Masad Mike, who's running the boards. That's right. He's on the digital wheels of steel and on that phone line. Yeah. All right. So, it's been a couple of days, and I know I had material planned and all that stuff, and didn't get to it. So today, I want to burn through as much of it as possible until you guys start calling. So, I don't remember what I have lined up exactly, but I'll comment on it after everything plays. So, yeah, let's go ahead and hop on a clip now.
You're watching Fox and Friends.
Welcome to Fox and Friends. I'm Steve Ducey, here with the lovely Brian Kilmeade and Ainsley Earhart.
Hey, everybody. Happy early Thanksgiving and Wakanda forever.
Yeah, I don't think we're allowed to say that.
Everybody chill.
Well, what a terrible week for the GOP. The Dems are retaining control of the Senate. So what the heck happened to that red wave that people were talking about?
Yeah, who was promising that? Because it couldn't have been us every day.
Well, thankfully, there's no way to check, but it definitely didn't happen. And according to everybody, only one man was to blame. Look at these headlines. Trumpty Dumpty and Trumpster Buyer out.
And look at this op-ed. Mr. DeSantis, will you be my new daddy?
Now, who wrote that?
Eric Trump.
Wow, seems like everybody's turning on Trump.
Yeah, and per a company-wide email we got this morning, he's dead to us.
Yeah. Now, nearly every candidate Trump backed lost this week, except for one who's still hanging on by a thread, and she's here with us today. Please welcome Carrie Lake.
Hello there. Hi. And greetings from Arizona, where the average age and temperature is 95.
Hi, Carrie, and thanks for being here during what must be a very stressful time for your campaign.
Hey, my campaign isn't dead yet, even though my camera filter makes it look like I'm in heaven.
Like this was a race you'd easily win, yet it's been a real nail biter. You and your opponent are currently neck and neck.
That is because the Maricopa County officials are incompetent, and it's my belief that the election is rigged and the result should be thrown out.
It sounds like some new numbers are coming in, which has you taking a narrow lead over Katie Hobbs.
Which is why I have always said this is a democracy. Trust the system. Trust the voters.
Sorry, I spoke too soon. Another batch of votes just came in, and you are now losing again.
Because our system is broken, and it always has been.
Wait, I'm sorry, I misread that. You're actually back in the lead.
But thankfully, now it's fixed. Look, I am 100% confident I'm going to win this election. And I won't stop fighting until every vote is counted, and then some votes are taken away. Because who do Arizonans want leading them? Katie Hobbs, who's hiding in a basement? Or me, Carrie Lake, who lives right here in this beautiful pool of Vaseline, and who's out there every single day at CVS asking black customers if they work here?
Well, we are We're rooting for you, Carrie. We know the votes will go your way.
Well, if they don't, I'll burn Arizona to the ground.
Hey, wow, well, she was nice.
Yeah, I hope the Trump effect doesn't mess with her campaign.
Hey, you don't think he still watches our show?
Well, he's at his daughter's wedding this weekend, so at least we know he won't call in.
Hello, it's your favorite president.
New phone, who dis?
He's just kidding. Hi, Donald. Congratulations on Tiffany's wedding.
Who? Oh, yeah. It's okay, they're just doing the vows.
Okay, well, great. Well, we were just talking about you. There was that New York Post headline that called you Trumpty Dumpty and said you had a great fall.
Well, I agree. I had a great fall. I had a great summer as well. And, you know, many people are saying I'll have a great winter, but I'm having a great fall, okay? The leaves are turning red. It's a red wave in terms of tree and with regard to leaf.
You're blaming both Sean Hannity and Melania for advising you to endorse Dr. Oz?
It's true. And let me tell you, it's very hard being in a fight with your soulmate and also Melania. But, you know, now all anyone wants to talk about is Ron DeSanctimonious. I know. I'm surprised I know that word, too. But Ron had it so easy.
Right. You said DeSantis has the advantage of sunshine.
That's right. Everyone goes to Florida for the sunshine. But look. I made Ron DeSantis, okay? He was going to lose until I sent FBI agents to go and fix his election.
Wait, you just admitted to what?
But he's ungrateful, and now he's trying to steal my sunshine, just like Len. And, you know, Len, they were a one-hit wonder, okay? Kind of like OMC. And these election results are making us go, how bizarre. How bizarre. We're all hearing that all the time, right? How bizarre.
Don't you need to, like, walk your daughter down the aisle?
Missed it. Anyway, what are you guys talking about? You see Fablemans?
Mr. President, I don't know how to tell you this, but we've moved on. We can't have you on the show anymore.
What? What did I do? Was it the insurrection?
No.
The impeachments?
No.
Blackmailing Ukraine?
No.
Charlottesville?
No.
Didn't make wall?
No.
The murder?
What?
Kidding.
It's because you lost. Mr. President, we just don't see a future with you. But you know what? We can still be friends, okay? So bye-bye now.
Wait. I have a big announcement. No. November 15th. Hey, don't push me off. I have a big announcement, and it's not what you think. I'm running for president again.
Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah. That was awkward, but we're finally free. Change is on the horizon, and I have a pretty good idea we won't be hearing from him again. And he's calling my phone.
And mine.
Mine, too.
Whoa! Carrie, what are you doing here?
You think if I lose, I'm just going to go away? Not on your life. We'll be back for more Carrie and Friends. And live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Okay, so I really thought that was funny because, I have a big announcement. So I wonder what that could be. All right, let's go ahead and play the next one.
Alan Weisselberg, Donald Trump's former CFO and longtime associate, took the stand on Tuesday in a New York courthouse as the prosecution's key witness in the Trump Organization's tax fraud trial. The company is accused of unlawfully awarding executive perks without informing tax authorities for over 15 years. Weisselberg pled guilty in August to avoiding taxes on $1.76 million in personal income and helping Trump's real estate company engineer the tax fraud scheme. As part of his plea deal with prosecutors, Weisselberg agreed to testify at the trial in exchange for a 5-month jail sentence. During questioning period, he said he started as an accountant for Trump's father, Fred Trump, in 1973. And after about 13 years, he went on to work for Donald Trump. He said he ultimately became responsible for the company's accounting and finances after he became CFO in 2002. The company's lawyers argue that Weisselberg orchestrated the scheme for personal gains. Trump has not personally been charged with a crime in the matter, but has called the prosecution politically motivated.
Yeah, okay. Well, the announcement on that was that, yeah, Trump is actually running for president again. So, I think, I mean, I don't know what to make with this taxes and all this stuff. Of course, it doesn't really matter because even if he did skip out on paying a whole bunch of taxes, the only thing he has to do to get out of it is to pay those taxes. You know, you only see jail time and felony charges when you don't have the money. So, I think it's sort of moot point. So, say, hey, this is how much you owe, and here's a fine. Yeah. And it's, again, a moot point. The attacks on Donald Trump, I don't think he really cares. I think at every point he's being pressed, and he's being pressed so that he doesn't run. But of course, we knew Donald was going to run because he's been on tour across America campaigning for the Republican Party. You don't spend 2 years campaigning for the Republican Party if you're not going to run for something. I think that's pretty obvious. So, and it's amazing. Some people might think, oh, well, he's just so arrogant, he's not afraid, but I don't think he's actually committed any real atrocious crimes. Taxation is theft. I don't even consider what he's doing with that criminal. Especially as he pointed out, hey, we all do it. All of our rich people do it. All the politicians do it. They're dodging taxes left and right. Do you really think politicians would raise taxes, especially taxes on the rich, if they were ones actually having to pay? I mean, of course, there's always tax exemptions and tax law, who should be paying what. And that's something I think we should all be paying attention to. People who don't have kids, people who don't drive on the roads, you know, there should be a level in which people are taxed based on what they're doing in life. And these people should actually choose where the tax money goes. I know when you have a company, taxes, and it's all a big headache. I think it's just a ringer to keep everybody enslaved. I don't know. So we're going to take a... Well, actually, let's skip this commercial break because I want to definitely get into this next clip. I know we discussed the COVID apology thing already, but I like the fact that there are still people being pointed out who kept their sanity, kept their sense of what's right and wrong through the whole thing. So, yeah, let's play this next clip.
another story that piggybacks on that story, where the New York State Supreme Court just said all the fired unvaccinated workers should be rehired and given back pay because it was unlawful to fire unvaccinated workers. That's happening. That was New York Supreme Court. And now Tim Robbins, the actor, former lover of Susan Sarandon. I don't think they ever got married. But a partner. Partner sounds like they were gay together, but they weren't.
Yeah.
Maybe they were. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know what's underneath that tie. Tim Robbins and the Lost Art of Finding Common Ground. And it says, the star of films like The Player and Bull Durham opens up about two tough years of pandemic politics and worries society is purposely phasing out the common meeting space.
You don't have to worry. It's happening.
It did. It happened. Like,
what are you worried about, our democracy as well?
So here he tweeted this out. When did he tweet this out? October 30th, 2021. He tweets out a video of people protesting vaccine passports in London.
Oh, I know where this is going.
He said it's not a left or right thing here, meaning in England. He tweets it out, and then he says, easy now, folks. I am not anti-vax. It's not going to help you. If you tell one truth about the vax or COVID policy, you are immediately called anti-vax. Just get ready. So he said, I am not anti-vax. I am against passports that exclude people from society for a choice they make, whether that is for medical, religious, or political reasons. A two-tiered society is not a free society. We need more empathy and tolerance for those we disagree with. Now, he said that in October of 2021. So tip of the hat to Tim Robbins being out in front. He was wrong on it for a while. In fact, he'll admit it here. He says, hey, SAG-AFTRA and Actors Equity, it's way past our time to end your discriminatory policies. The New York Supreme Court just ruled that all unvaccinated New York City employees are reinstated to their full employment and are entitled to back pay in salary from the date of termination. And then he says, being vaccinated does not prevent an individual from contracting or transmitting the COVID-19. As of the day of this decision, the CDC guidelines regarding quarantines and isolation are the same for vaccinated and unvaccinated individuals. And that's from the Honorable Ralph J. Porzio.
Not us.
So that's Tim Robbins coming down on the right side of this issue. So tip of the hat is the only person in Hollywood I've seen come down. I don't know. Maybe Susan Sarandon is on the right side of this, but I haven't seen it. If she is, it would be helpful. I doubt it. So this is from the article by Matt Taibbi. He says, in part, this is because the entertainment business remains mired in high vigilance mode when it comes to pandemic restrictions, with an omerta having still hovering over vaccine-related questions. Robbins himself was with the program early, which he now seems to regret. I was guilty of everything that I came to understand was not healthy. I demonized people. So this is him. This is big deal. He's doing this. I think this shows a lot of character. However, he soon began to wonder why certain rules were being kept long after they lost real world utility. For instance, deals struck in 2021 between studios and powerful unions like SAG-AFTRA, the Directors Guild of America, and Actors Equity barred the unvaccinated not just from working, but from auditioning. This made sense when the vaccines were thought to prevent transmission, but now? I get it. I understand the fear. I was there, Robin says, but we've restricted people from working for too long. Now, I have to say the YouTube science is that the vaccine does slow transmission and contraction and is safe and effective and keeps you from getting seriously ill or hospitalized or death. And that's the YouTube science. But he's saying what the Pfizer executive said in front of the European Union, that they didn't even test their vaccine to see if it did stop transmission. They didn't even test it. So
down the rabbit hole of seeing the thing they said.
And so they were concealing that information, which means they were lying to us, and we were instituting mandates on false information. And so now I get it. I understand the fear. I was there, Robin says, but we've restricted people from working for too long. Mostly he's warning about a didactic meanness he senses creeping into both politics and art.
Yeah, well, so if, I don't know, should we have this vaccine forgiveness? I don't think we should be pushing a whole vaccine forgiveness thing, especially when the establishment has not apologized yet. It's clear to me. Very clear to me that, you know, again, you can't call people out on anything, especially within the establishment. You can't call them out. So I think instead of, especially instead of focusing on the, you know, a forgiveness for the vaccine, people should be very upset about their free speech. Because it wasn't just about vaccines, about a lot of other things, a myriad of things that we're right about. Over the years, things being called conspiracies, which have been unveiled to be true, more and more and more, is completely ignored, especially by the mainstream media. Hey guys, well, looks like you were right. Are we ever going to get that about anything? I mean, it's disgusting. It really is. It is disgusting. I mean, it shows a level of disrespect that we should not tolerate. Even if they do want to lie to us, to shut people up, saying, oh, you're misinformed. You're a conspiracy theorist. You're a bioterrorist. I think the only reason why they didn't put people on actual lists is because once everything was proven false, we could have sued the establishment for putting us on a list. We should be suing the airlines. Seriously. No fly list, basically. Oh, you don't have a vaccine? You don't want to wear a mask? Well, no fly. Where are the establishments? Where are the companies that say, hey, screw that. We still want you as a customer. Come on over. Nobody did that except for the mom and pop shops. Which, of course, you know, huge campaign to get those shut down, right? Absolutely ridiculous. All right, yeah, so once again, phone lines are open. If anybody wants to call in, go ahead and do so. I know we're going to take a quick commercial break here. And yeah, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Bowling is big cause the hustle is hard. The grind is rather huge, so the jealousy's quite large. With credit cards and cash stacks, my mind focused on greenbacks. I go and get it, I don't relax. The player hating is to the max. Cool sacks and powder packs, no time to eat, it's just snacks. That's whiskey shots and cognac, getting huffed up like college frats. No exaggeration, just facts. A fascination with paper stacks and masturbating on boppers' backs. They assassinate my player stats, but game sharp like thumbtacks. I go dumb on horse, they chew me up like Orbit's gum. Swallow, I can eat, go kick rocks and eat crumbs. I run from cops, but bar none. I'm in the streets just like a bum. If you don't like it, come get yourself.
All right. Yes, we are back. And, yeah. Again, just going to try to burn through this as much as possible. Got to play catch up here. We can go to our next clip, if you would please.
For years, China has dominated the market for rare earth elements, which are used in all kinds of modern technology. But now, China's grip on the market might be slipping. Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. The Chinese Communist Party has made China so essential to Western supply chains that even if the West wanted to decouple economically, it would be very difficult and possibly risky. Case in point, rare earth elements. Rare earth elements are used for things like cell phones, computers, and electric vehicles. And China controls most of the market for them. Analysis by the International Energy Agency suggests China accounts for 60% of global rare earth extraction and 87% of processing. This is a big problem because in addition to tech we use every day, they're used in a lot of critical military technology as well. We did an episode about the U.S. military buying F-35 fighter jets from Lockheed Martin that had rare earth metals from China in them. The military basically said, yeah, it's bad to be using Chinese materials, but not bad enough we're not going to use them. So it granted them a waiver and gave Lockheed Martin a slap on the wrist. My favorite Chinese state-run media, the Global Times, claimed this exposed the United States' dependence on China's rare earth products. The U.S. was already talking about this two presidents ago.
This case involves something called rare earth materials, which are used by American manufacturers to make high-tech products like advanced batteries that power everything from hybrid cars to cell phones. We want our companies building those products right here in America. But to do that, American manufacturers need to have access to rare earth materials, which China supplies.
You know, on the one hand, it's reassuring to hear that Western leaders recognize the threat this poses to their economies and national security. But on the other hand, it's been 10 years since that speech, and everyone is still so, so dependent on China. In 2020, the U.S. imported 78% of its rare earths from China, which is risky because we've seen the Chinese Communist Party use rare earths as a political weapon. In 2010, China stopped rare earth exports to Japan over a territorial dispute. This disrupted Japan's automotive industry, led to global price spikes, and generated a global rush to secure supplies. And if you think, well, that was more than 10 years ago, a lot has changed since then, let me remind you that China started a trade war with Australia after it called for an investigation into the origins of COVID. The Chinese Communist Party often uses trade to make other countries bow to its will. And it's already threatened to use rare earth elements as a bargaining chip. In 2019, Xi Jinping made a visit to a rare earth magnet factory in Jiangxi province. A few days later, an editorial by state-run Xinhua News warned that by waging a trade war against China, the United States risks losing the supply of materials that are vital to sustaining its technological strength. Hu Xijin, the former editor-in-chief of the Global Times, claimed that the government was seriously considering weaponizing exports of rare earth elements to the U.S. Now, the answer to this problem may seem simple. Find new sources of rare earths. The problem is that's a lot easier said than done. Since that trade spat with China 12 years ago, Japan still hasn't managed to wean itself off China's rare earth elements. According to the Observatory of Economic Activity, Japan went from importing 74% of its rare earths from China in 2010 to 27% in 2020. While that's a big decrease, it's not yet zero. And believe me, Japan has tried hard to not give China that kind of leverage again. One obstacle to doing this is that while rare earths aren't as rare as, say, gold, what is difficult is finding them in large enough quantities to make mining profitable. I mean, it's just so much cheaper to just buy them from China. Then there's the costly and environmentally hazardous process of refining them. This is Baogang Tailings Dam in China's Inner Mongolia region. Thanks to rare earth mining and processing, it's now a lake full of toxic sludge. This is why China owns so much of the market. Who wants to deal with lakefuls of hazardous waste? This is why Western countries like to outsource this to China, which has cheap labor and very few environmental regulations. Out of sight, out of mind, right? China also leads the market because its biggest producers of rare earths are owned and subsidized by the state. State-owned producers were currently dialed up production and flooded global markets with cheap supplies to drive out for-profit Western competitors. Yes, nothing like good old market manipulation to press your competitive advantage. Unfortunately, the demand for rare earths is only growing around the world, which means the West is still very much dependent on China. That's because newer green technology, like wind turbines and electric vehicles, use even more rare earths than older forms of technology. And so the problem is just going to get worse. This is why the U.S. and its allies are scrambling to come up with new sources. And they're looking everywhere you can imagine. More on that after the break. Welcome back. China owns a big share of the rare earths market, and that gives it a lot of leverage because they're essential to modern technology. But China's grip on the market might not last much longer. From 98% of global mined production in 2010, China's market share had fallen to 58% by 2020. That's largely due to China's own mistakes. Ever since China banned rare earth exports to Japan over a territorial dispute and a price hike in 2011, Japan and its allies have been trying to limit their reliance on China. Countries have been investing in their own rare earth mines, as well as the mines of their allies, a practice known as friendshoring, including Australia, Canada, the U.S., and the EU. China's control of the market, along with the cost and environmental issues, have pushed countries to look for alternatives. But there's more going on, and this is where China may see its grip on the market really slipping. Researchers at the University of Cambridge have discovered a way to make hard magnets without using rare earth metals at all. They found a way to produce tetratianite, an alloy of iron and nickel, which can replace magnets made from rare earths. Tetratianite is found on meteors, but researchers say it can be replicated in a lab in a matter of seconds. Not only is it a lot cheaper to produce, but it also doesn't come with the same environmental problems as mining does. And the main bonus is that it doesn't have to come from China. Although if it does go commercial, I'm sure China will try to steal that technology and sell it to us even cheaper. The president of a technology consultancy company told NPR that it's one of the most interesting things I've seen in the rare earth space, and I look at a dozen of these sorts of discoveries a week. 99.9% of them will never become commercial. This one actually might. Researchers are also working on refining rare earths from coal ash, mining them in the ocean, and even someday mining them in space. But analysts still expect it to take years for the West to wean itself off China's rare earths. And China Uncensored is able to keep making episodes like this because...
All right. Yes. So, rare earth technology. So, that is something that I've seen, you know, the industry is really getting over on. Especially when you have to replace appliances, you end up throwing away your appliances or having, you know, your larger appliances picked up. Now, I don't know how it goes in the U.S. Here, they don't offer any kind of discount or money back because, for example, you have a washer. Dryer. It goes. It breaks down. It's not worth repairing. It's not worth fixing. Yeah, you're going to have to pay somebody to come pick it up. But it's really a ripoff. I was in the world of recycling. I mean, I did landscaping. I did construction. I did demolition. So, when it comes to the raw materials, a lot of it, there's some people, entities that take advantage, some don't. But you better believe those people that you have pick up appliances, yeah, they're recycling that. You know, I recently had to have a washer picked up. And I'm thinking to myself, why am I not being offered anything for this? You know, but there's really no place for me to go and get the recycling money here in Poland. I know in the U.S., yeah, we used to go and find broken down appliances, and we would take them and get stripped.
you know, dumps their components, and yeah, it was a nice chunk of change. So, materials being, well, I mean, they want to stress out the fact, and it's so mixed up. I mean, all the materials that we need, we technically already have them. You have an old laptop, an old broken down computer. This stuff people will throw out in the landfills because they don't want to go and get it recycled properly. You know, TVs, computers, iPads, phones. Stuff can be reprocessed and used again, but nobody wants to do it because nobody wants to pay us. Do it. Recycled items should be paid for because the industry is not giving us any discounts. I mean, it's just another reason to create overinflated market. Oh yeah, this is good for us, right? Not getting those materials from China. For all of us to have so many broken appliances, You should literally be able to trade in all the broken appliances you have and trade for a free phone or something. A cheap notebook or something. In actuality. But the system's not built that way. It's not built for us. And yeah, that's another reason why China is getting so restless. Their food is poisoned. The air is poisoned. You know, their entire environment is getting more and more toxic by the day. Of course, the greed is way more powerful than their concern for their future generations. So, yeah, global conflict, global conquest will be within the sight of the Chinese government. At least acquisitions, that's why they want Taiwan so much. That's why they're going to try to conquer the world. They're not going to be able to stay in China for very long. Farmlands are shrinking every day. Water sources are shrinking every day. Life will not be as sustainable as it should be. So these are things to think about. Yes, there's alternate technologies. We need to get these alternate. There needs to be a push. And if you can, I would suggest using your equipment for as long as possible, using your computers for as long as possible. Okay, if they're slow, you know, learn how to do the maintenance on your own computers, on your own cell phones. Go get little toolkits for this stuff. It's fairly cheap. You know, you can get devices that test, you know, other equipment, motherboards, things like that. You can get little devices. And, I mean, I have a ton of computers. A ton. For a computer that gets slow and almost unusable, I will refurbish it and put it back into action. If it means a computer it won't handle Windows anymore, I'll put Linux on there. I mean, it's not hard. Now, you don't need. Now, I do know. I mean, I have 3 iPads myself. They're great. They're much faster than your cheaper end tablets. But if it were up to me, I mean, I didn't buy them. I would never buy them. So they're just here. but make do with what you can make do with. A $50, $60, you know, RCA tablet. You know, it'll do the same things as your cell phone. I mean, as long as you get one with the SIM card slot. That's what I would do. You have multiple uses for every device. Consolidate. But anyways, it's just rare earth materials. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of it in the national parks here, by the way, that we can't touch. You know, these lands that. Okay, I'm gonna finish with that. Anyways, we have a caller on the line here. I want to get to before the break. Rhonda in Missouri, line one. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. Okay, before hello. You started that clip, but relating to the clip, this isn't why I called in, but whenever we have an appliance that doesn't work, we always call the guy around the corner. He's more than happy to pick it up. He has like a refurbished business selling like, you know, refrigerators, stoves and that. It's super easy, and he does you a favor because you don't have to lift it. You know what I'm saying? It's right around the corner.
Yes.
But the reason I called is because you were talking about forgiveness for this vaccine, correct?
Yeah,
should
sure.
Should we actually forgive him or shouldn't we? Well, I used to watch a lot of ID Discovery, and I'm sure you know this, but the when they go to prosecute somebody, they look at the motive.
Yes.
Well, right. So, like, if I'm driving my car and I hit somebody on an icy road or something, and, you know, it causes somebody to die, which would be devastating to me, but I didn't mean to do it. You know what I mean? It just happened. Mm-hmm. But with this vaccine, we can totally know that these yahoos are trying to kill us because it's out of the mouth of Bill Gates, right? There's this population agenda thing going on. So should we forgive them? No, it's an agenda. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah. So no. I think, you know, sadly, when they go to meet their maker, it's not going to be pretty. You know what I mean? Like, they're all working for the other side, if you know what I mean. So,
yes.
Every crime goes to motive. Was it truly an accident, or was it premeditated, or, you know, even worse, like, so that's why, you know, the criminal system they treat us differently. You know, you're the average Joe and you know, something happens and you are on trial. They look at you like, you know, what was the motive? But when it comes to these elites, the motive doesn't matter. They're in charge because they always get off. There's no justice. There's no justice, right, V?
There does not seem to be any for the population. That is for sure. I can't wait till everything boils down with this Paul Pelosi situation too, because that from day one I was telling everybody that's gonna break down into something else because his story does not check out. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
So that and as time has gone by, yeah, it's being broken down. So, twice in what 1 year, Paul Pelosi has been in the news. He had a drunk driving accident, in which people were hurt. But you know, as long as you pay everybody off, and you know, you can spend 5 hours in jail, and then boom, it's done. Most people who get into a drunk driving situation, especially when they crash and damage someone's property or another person's, they're going away for some years.
I know, so, right? The average Joe, right?
Yeah, the average Joe.
Yeah, but they're like, they're untouchable. Somehow they're untouchable. They just, like, spin it. You know, they're reprobates for sure. they spin it, they get off. Now, most people don't even act like they do, you know, but they've been purchased and paid for. You know, they're bought off, so they can do whatever they want, it seems like, from where I'm sitting, and they don't, there's no justice. And that has to stop, in my opinion. That's what's wrong in the world right now, is that, you know, it's so obvious that how corrupt these people are, and nothing ever happens. You know, if you or I were going to go out and do something like that, we'd be in jail. I'm just saying, right?
Absolutely. Well, thing is that we, the people, now I'm not saying that we should have a mob justice lynching mentality, but we the people can get justice in other ways. You know, we don't need the courtrooms. We don't. All you got to do is become an activist, get educated about something, and pick up a cause and spread awareness about it and get stuff looked at and shut down.
Yeah, well, there's I don't know. It just seems to me like we're in a time where, you know, there's no repercussions for anybody's actions, meaning the elite, you know what I mean? You hear this stuff on the news and, you know, it rings true, meaning people lie, but if it rings true to you because of things that you've learned on RBN, for instance, and it's like, I don't know, it's so wrong. It's just so wrong that some people are untouchable, you know what I mean? I mean, if we could clean up this mess.
These people should be underneath the microscope. For these obvious situations, these people need to be under a microscope. They need to be everything from doxed to stalked, just stalked around everywhere they go. And when they mess up again, it needs to, the pictures, the video needs to go straight to the paparazzi, the police, to journalists, and make sure that these people are held accountable.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing too is, you know how people call in and they're like all pissed off? They're all pissed off and they're like, I want to kick some ass or something, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go out there and I'm done. I'm fed up and they're going to kick some ass. But whose ass are you going to kick? Are you really going to reach the people that are the problem? I don't think so. So y'all need to calm down. You know what I mean, V?
Well, most people get upset and they take it out on somebody else who has nothing to do with it.
Right, and that's my point, is that it's so wrong. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
But we'll never reach
it. Well, hold on, I want you to stay in the line, because we have to take a top-of-the-hour break here. Okay. So stay in the line, and we'll be right back.
...by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.